It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, November 21st. I'm Patricia Naft. High school football state championships will be starting soon. Division 1A is having their finals this weekend. KBNF DJ and football fan Paul Gibb talked with Paonia High School football coach Brent McRae.
So last year, Coach, you took some folks by surprise. You know, this year you're the favorite, the number one seed. So how's that a different experience and a challenge for you as a coach?
Yeah, coming into it, we were the preseason number one, and last year we were completely unknown. Even all the way to the semis, we were unknown. So it's been a flip in philosophy. We're not the underdog, so we decided to embrace the target on our back mentality. We know it's there. We're not going to hide from it. We're just going to say, there it is. They're going to come at us, so we just got to be that much better.
You know, Coach, what else has really stood out to me is how deep the team is. You know, how many different kids are making plays all over the field. That's got to be gratifying. Is it a special group? Is there confidence carrying over from last year? Talk a little about the overall talent level.
Well, at the 1A level, usually you're hiding one or two kids on the field because you got to put 11 out there in a small town. Sometimes you can't find 11 true football players. But here in Paonia, because of our weight room dedication in the summer and after school program, that helps. The mentality of just the blue collar nature of Paonia helps. And, just a fortunate group, just a good group coming
group
through at the same time.
Right.
And, we're deep all the way across. We even have backups that that would start on most every team in the state.
How about the chemistry on the team? It looks like everyone's on the same page, pulling for each other, having fun. How have you kind of developed that chemistry on the team as well, in addition to the talent?
We talk about football is probably the biggest team sport there is. I mean, it's 11 guys. That's a lot of people that have to be on the same page. And, they have one job, I tell them, at the beginning of the season, and their job is to love each other. That's it. That's all they have to do. And that means on and off the field, you gotta be working hard for each other, got to make sure your grades are up, you got to be on time. And then another thing is I tell them, get more excited for your buddy doing a good job than you will for yourself doing a good job. And if they just do that, which they have been, you see what happens.
They
have a good time playing
football.
Yeah, they
have fun out there. A lot of high-fiving going on. It's great to see. Okay, let's talk a little about Buena Vista. They're undefeated too, right? You beat them. I remember we beat them in the semis last year. So what should we expect? What are they looking like?
Man, they're tough. We know the offense they run. They've been running it for 3 years. And in those 3 years, they only lost two games.
Right.
You know, one was in the championship game to Cedar Edge, and one was to us in the semis. So they know what they're doing.
They're back. Wow.
And they've been running the same defense. They know how to do it. They know how to run it. It's been extremely successful. We're going to have to knuckle down and be very disciplined and do our job.
They've got to be hungry. They lost the finals 2 years ago. They lost semis to you last year. Whoa, they got to be hungry.
Yeah, I believe they're 34-2 in the last few years.
Wow. All right, Coach. All right, folks. Well, it's been a pleasure to have Coach Brent McRae of the defending 1A state football champ Paonia Eagles looking to make it two in a row for the first time in Paonia history this weekend on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Paonia Town Park. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
That was KBNF's Paul Gibb for KBNF Sports. Cities across the Western Slope are hard-pressed for money, but one town is preparing for a boom year. KBNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
Last April, the town of DeBec approved the sale of retail marijuana. 7 months later, they've approved their first application. Kush Gardens, LLC, will be the first retail pot shop in DeBec and the only in Mesa County. This is Town Administrator Guy Patterson.
We are getting a lot of interest. Part of what is slowing down some of the growth is we just don't have buildings that exist for people to move into. But there's enough market forces that people are looking at annexing in or building buildings or rehabbing buildings or those types of things. So we're going to see some development activity, it looks like. We may see some annexation activity. We do have another group that has given us an application, so hopefully we'll see them in the pipeline here in the next month or so.
The town also passed a 5% excise tax on the industry. Patterson is optimistic about the economic benefit to the town.
Whether it is employment or whether it is their property values going up or whether it is they own a business here in town, so they're going to get more business. For instance, the owner of Kush Gardens thinks he'll be employing 14 to 18 people. Well, those 14 to 18 people have to eat lunch. So where are they going to go? Those types of things.
There was another vote that influenced DeBec this November, but it wasn't theirs. It was Palisades. With Palisade voting down retail marijuana, DeBec sits in a unique position.
We, right right now fit well in a regional market, if you will. Where we sit right on I-70, there's nobody to the west of us except the Pacific Ocean, with Palisade not approving there. So we think we have a maybe 2 or 3 year window to reap the benefits of that market and where we sit in the current market. But we know that's going to change. And so we want to spend the money that we collect on these taxes wisely so that we can do some good long-term things for the town. Again, we're not looking at, you know, putting beer in all the faucets and all that stuff. We're looking at some pretty straightforward things. We are budgeting $100,000, and that's about the average that we've seen, is one recreational marijuana shop will bring about $100,000 in annual revenue through taxes. So when we looked at Carbondale and we looked at a couple other places, we figured that was a rough model. I think we'll see considerably more than that. It depends on how many stores we get open. But again, since Palisade didn't pass and we have that whole western side, so we think that's going to be very attractive, and I personally think that $100,000 is conservative, but I'm very okay with that.
The first big project planned for the town will be new road signs. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Governor's Oil and Gas Task Force is holding its fourth meeting this week in northern Colorado. Yesterday, local governments talked about their experiences with energy development. Benta Berkland has more.
The task force is charged with creating recommendations to mitigate the impacts of drilling to communities. Boulder County Commissioner Elise Jones says towns and cities need more control to protect the health and safety of their citizens.
The lights, the dust, the noise, impacts to farming operations, visual impacts, and the like. Boulder County does not want to be Weld County, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual. And we're asking for the ability not to be Weld County.
Weld County is at the center of the current drilling boom. A county official there testified that the current state regulations are adequate and don't need to change. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Up next, Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.